Blog Talk Radio.
Let's drop that old one that we used to do back in the day.
Jack.
IQ.
Thank you.
probably the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Probably the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Probably the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Probably the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Probably the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit.
Dallas, Texas. Get ready. The Who Do You Think You Are Ball. Saturday, November 30th. Presented by Abounding Prosperity, along with the icon pioneer, Larry Ebony, and the Gulf Coast Prince, Kendall Escada. Grand prize, $1,500, open to all realness, with the look and attitude of a celebrity. Mini grand, open to all sex sirens, for $500. Open to all best dressed, $500. Open to all runway, $500. And performance bliss for $250. That's the Who Do You Think You Are Ball, Saturday, November 30th in Dallas, Texas. The location, Fiesta Event Center, 704 South Walton Boulevard, Dallas, Texas. Doors open at 7, LSS at 8 p.m. Your commentator, the icon, Jack Mizrahi. Admission, $30. Tables, $100 before November 15th, $150 afterwards. There will be HIV testing at the event center and free admission for those that get tested. Again, the Who Do You Think You Are Ball, presented by Abounding Prosperity, the icon Larry Ebony, and Prince Kendall Escada. For more information, visit Facebook and the event page for November 30th. The Who Do You Think You Are Ball.
Drop that old one that we used to do back in the day.
Trying to be fake with you like the other bridge.
For those that want to listen from the Blog Talk chat room, the chat room is now open. We apologize for the delay, but the chat room is now open. Dick Johnson and Calvin, are you with us?
Yes, sir.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. We all need intros. Do we have a beat, you know, so I can commentate and you know, get the girls going? Yeah. Give to me. My bald-headed daughter. Prince Red. And Sten. Give to me. That gray hawk. That leather in any weather.
Can you hear me?
That Dick Johnson. The dick that never stops growing. Yeah. Give to me, Miss Calvin.
Yeah,
and give to me, Miss Tiffany, the chicken eater of the year. Okay, I'm done now.
Okay. Well, everyone is here, so happy Tuesday, everyone.
Yeah, hope everyone had a lovely Tuesday. I know I did.
It was okay.
Very lovely Tuesday. Everything was peachy cream.
So this is this Trash Talk Tuesday. We're going to get right into it. J-Rock, little brother, you had a lot to say last night.
Yes.
But
I'm just letting y'all know right now. I'm just letting y'all know right now. It's not gonna be very nice if anybody call in tonight and fucking try it. I'm gonna fucking just go in. I really don't give a fuck. Okay.
Oh, so Jim, you're not in the mood tonight, baby.
I'm really not in that mood for the dumb, stupid shit. You got something to say? Say it. But if you wanna come trying it, I'm gonna let you know exactly how the fuck I motherfucking feel. And if you like it or not, I don't give a fuck. I said that. I meant that. I'm not taking it back, and I'm not fucked up about it.
Ooh.
Okay.
And he said it.
Yeah. So, you know, to start it off, did anyone get into that clip of, the lipstick ball, the Femme Queen performance? What the fuck was that?
Elaborate, mother.
Them bitches look like somebody had let Rottweilers out the pound.
Yes. And bitches, please stop voguing in slow motion when you're not sexy.
Wait a minute. You had to get into the shade of the one in the red. Now, I give the one in the red her props. If you catch, she called the other one a man. She wrote her dick.
But no, and don't come out there with some cricket titties.
You didn't catch that. The last battle, she rolled her dick. She called her a man. It was shade.
Ooh, no, and Miss Singh down there on the rug getting carpet burns.
It is Texas. They just now starting off. They gotta pull it together. They are the underdogs right now. Hopefully they get it together. Shout out to the nephew came down with Mike Escada.
Yeah, shout out, yeah.
And about the female figure performance, let me let you old dummies know something that keep on saying, what the fuck would that be? Bitch, y'all don't know a motherfucking thing about performance. If you're telling me that Janet Jackson Throb is a late beat, bitch, kill yourself. That beat
that
tells you exactly...
That was soft and cut out.
Let me tell
that
you
beat,
something.
That beat was Janet, over.
Anybody
yeah, was.
And anybody that vogues know that Janet Jackson Throb tells you exactly what to do. The fucking beat is over. It tells you hand performance, and when the cue comes in, you fucking go to a nasty catwalk. If y'all don't understand it, y'all a fucking fool.
Yes, they didn't know how to take that beat. They did not know how to take
that
beat.
Well, the thing is, if you're a vogue, you can twirl to anything if you really throws down. You know what I'm saying? That's the art of performance, period.
And yeah, I didn't see not one catching of the beat, not one. I seen a baby stage, a stage about as big as Naima's foot. I seen a whole bunch of little boys dancing on it. That's it.
Lord.
And they haven't learned how to control they haven't learned how to control their lace fronts yet. So, you know, give them time.
I mean, I wrote the category for a reason. I wrote the category, I was sponsoring the category, and I wrote it for a reason to Janet Jackson Throb. I wrote it for a fucking reason. So I was trying to get them to step their game up. You know, if they could vote today, then I feel like they were, you know, up in their performance. But Caesar told me something that I think is good. He said, I know you like the category. I know you love film queen performance, female figure performance, and you really like it, but do not give your money away to when it's not ready to be given away. You know, so I took that on, so, hey.
Wait, how much did you
give away? Well, I mean, I kind of blame the ballroom scene on that, really, to be real, or whatever the case it is. There's such beats out there that these kids have never heard of, like the Disease beat, the Drummers beat, Dum Dada, Cuban Pete, Cunty. All of these beats are just not even in play anymore, and the kids have just lost. Our only thing they're waiting on to hear now is the Crash.
They're waiting to hear Aha, and they're waiting to hear someone chant for them. They're not used to just voguing to just a beat anymore. It's so lame.
I'm fine though, because I'm gonna stop sponsoring female figure performance and just go ahead and start voguing to what I fucking feel, because I think I'm living my life through female figure performance. I'm just going to give it to you my fucking damn self.
Now you want to be a femme queen, too.
I'm going to put on my country effect, and I'm going to vogue you girls into a motherfucking box.
Ew.
Oh, shit. Watch out now.
Catch that.
So can we move on?
Okay, let's move on. That was a lot.
So I want to go to the next thing. The next thing was the child, the Garcon child, Trey Garcon, who walked Butch Queen face. He looked like a motherfucking greased up dick that had been shaved and jacked off with blue balls.
He looked like a sad excuse for an X-Men.
I don't even give it that. He looked fucked up. The makeup was all over his mustache. You couldn't even see the fucking mustache. It was like a piece of it on one side, and the other side was missing and shit. It was fucked up completely. And if he got that money or whatever the case it is, that was a sad case, because no shade, the other child should have really won over him, and it's no shade at all.
Yeah, she was panicked for the guys. Did she walk against Exotic?
To this day, they keep saying that he beat Exotic or whatever, but I don't see how the fuck that's going on. Honestly, or whatever, they need to put the Visine in the judge's eyes and open their motherfucking eyes up.
Not Visine, but...
Is that Calvin?
Something.
Calvin, was that you or is that Dickie?
That was
that's
me. Dick.
Huh?
That's Dick.
Okay, Dickie. Dickie, have you ever seen Trey in person?
I'm gonna say this before you even go any further. I don't have to see her in person. It was they showed that bitch 46 ways in 36 different poses. It's a no. I'm sorry.
Well, in your opinion, that's your opinion. But I think he is faith. If you ask me, I like
him. You have that right. You have that right. I say that he looked like the back of a monkey's asshole. But I mean,
I wouldn't go that far. I mean, I think Trey is gorgeous. I think he is faith. I just think he shouldn't have won that night.
Yeah, he
shouldn't have won
faith,
no night.
But, you know, that night he gave me very
if I stuck my motherfucking face
palette.
In a can, if I stuck my face in a can of Sherman Williams, I could have it too. Fuck it.
Let me tell y'all something, because y'all going in on this makeup. For the girls that have a problem with the Butch Queen faces wearing makeup, I don't have a problem with it, because this is 2013. Paint all you fucking want. The category said a new look. You know, so he just did something that's, you know, he feel like it was a new look. His overall look was put together.
That's the thing. When it comes to Butch Queen face, the makeup is supposed to be very minimal. You don't have titties.
Who said
you're not supposed to go and paint a full face. You're not supposed to go and paint a full. You shouldn't have to. Because if you have to, then that means you don't have face to begin with.
Okay, but like you said, this is new. It's new 2013. Back in the day, bitches can't wash face. Now, bitches gotta put on Mac L'Oreal, yep, because it's worth it, bitch. It's worth it.
Don't cake it like that.
If she need that much makeup, somebody should have pulled her to the side and linked her head back and cracked the door cell battery over her face to clear some of that them pores up. Bitch, please.
know.
You know, it's a lot of face Bush Queen face guys that don't need makeup, but when they walk, they put the Mac on and everything, but they really don't need it. But they just be wanting to get into an effect. They want to say like
it gives it that little extra. It gives it the extra oomph.
I want to see. You know, male figure face with just Vaseline.
Just Vaseline.
Petroleum jelly only. This is petroleum.
But where
jelly.
You gonna put the Vaseline at?
On your skin, bitch.
Just the face, okay. Nothing else. No makeup, no nothing. Just shiny, washed face, bitch.
Right.
Run on the asshole.
Well, I think it was over.
Come on, Johnson.
Who do you see for Butch Queen face?
Say that again, Jason.
I'm asking him. Let me take this off speaker. I'm sorry. Who do you see for Butch Queen face? Who has face
for
you?
I like Emery. I like Exotic. I like, I'm going to stick
with that. A lot of the Garcon boys got face, but they don't walk it.
Right. What about Jason Prodigy? She has face.
Yes.
I like Emery. I like Exotic.
Okay. So you think that you think he should have won that category? So, you, in your opinion, you honestly think he should have won that category?
Who? Out of who? Trey?
Mm-hmm.
I, to be honest with you, you could have picked one of the Sim Queens and took their wig off and let them walk against him, and they could have won. I just don't see it for him. I don't.
Shame.
Bitch, you are fierce.
Yeah, so what's the tea with T.S., sexy big dick girl.
I was just about to go there.
Let me get to that real quick. Starsha took a shot at Madison. Big dick bitch, if you guys don't know. Starsha took a shot, but it wasn't by her own doing. It was by the hands of Caesar asking her a question, and she answered. And when she answered, unbeknownst to her, it would fall into the hands of Madison. And Madison responded.
Right.
Madison responded.
How do you guys feel about that? Because I feel, you know, to each his own. So a bitch can do what you want to do. If you're, you know what I mean? Like, I don't understand what's the read on her.
I'll be honest with you. Starsha threw a lot of shade on this specific night. If anybody gets into that video or whatever, it wasn't just any shade to Madison. There was a part one, and I believe there was a part two of that.
It was like
whatever.
Part four.
And
it was a bunch of them.
Okay. Oh, it was a bunch of them. And I noticed that when Caesar asked her certain questions, like, so who do you, they start talking about Sex Siren because it's going to be the hot category for the Agarbar. And they were asking her about that, you know, that category. Who does she see? You know, who were some of the new girls or whatever? Do you know there are three Sex Sirens in her house and she paid every last one?
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
this whole thing, I think it was J-Rock that said she was set up. I think she was set up to answer the question, but she answered it. Now, T.S. Madison answered it in her own way as well. I mean, at the end of the day, I like T.S. Madison. I don't watch her porn. I mean, I almost gagged when I went to BigDickBitch.com. I almost threw the fuck up. But, yes, because I don't see, I have some queen friends, but I just, it that whole package together, naked, it just doesn't register with me yet. And it's no shade to any some queens that's out there listening. It's just not something that I'm into. And she was, as soon as you go on there, she has a little video of her fucking some dude. And it's like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Offensive. You know, I don't see it being offensive based upon the fact that at the end of the day, we all know she got a dick. She said, I got a dick.
Right, and she's proud of it. But my opinion is, you know, Starsha should have never opened her mouth in that video. She should have left it and looked cute because that voice is not calm, basically.
Well, she wasn't looking cute. She wasn't looking cute either. If you catch when she walked face, I didn't know whether to look at her face or the punching bags on her chest. That shit was sitting up like she had just got a job at motherfucking LA Fitness for male trainer. I wanted to know who did her boy pecs.
And that's another case. That's another case where the Garcons won the end. They should not have won.
Are you saying like the bitch did 50 push-ups before she walked?
Oh shit. Hold on.
You said what?
I haven't got an inbox in a long time, so we must be back in season. I got an inbox, and it said, Dickie, how can you say anything about anybody's face, but when asked to name, you couldn't even name five? So how can you even judge anybody on face and you don't know five
faces? No, what you asked me was to name who I saw, and I named the ones that I saw. So, bitch, wait a minute. Let me get to that.
Dickie, let me show you how this goes. When we get an inbox, it's not coming from J-Rock. It's from the listeners. Okay,
I'm addressing the listener. Okay. I said, when you asked me who I saw as far as face, I told you who I saw. I started to say another name if you caught me, but then I said, nah, or whatever, because it's not giving what I wanted to give anymore.
They said name. Okay. They said name five. Just name five people that you see.
One person. I'm about to try it. I'm trying not to try it. I'm really trying not to try it because I've been reprimanded for trying it.
Bitch, I see Selena for face.
If you name five or whatever, I can name five off the top of my head. That is Emery. That is Jason. That is Exotic. That is Justin. That is, who else would I consider face? This Butch Queen.
Selvin Kahn, bitch. Like, no, I'm just fucking with you.
Selvin.
And I'm really trying to see who I see. I mean, who I see for that, really who I really, really want to say that I see. Because I don't want to say anybody that I don't see, because then I would be just, you know.
Okay, so we're moving on. So J-Rock, there was an issue.
Oh yeah, okay.
And
I did forget him. Somebody, I see it going up and down the screen or whatever. Josh, I really do see Josh. No shade. I did forget
Dick,
Josh.
We moved on. Sorry, we moved on.
Ooh, excuse me.
J-Rock, there was an issue that I wanted to address that was brought up that somebody just inboxed me that they want you to elaborate on. What happened with the DJ?
Bitch. First of all, y'all pushing buttons tonight.
Okay, so.
First of all, I reached out to DJ Von Allure because I love Von Allure's beat. And I told him to try to get in on the Lipstick Ball. Von Allure got in on the Lipstick Ball. He told me it was a go. He was going to go. They were going to get him. My father, which was over the ball, you know, Shamar, who I saw down here in Texas, he's always on the ball. He said, I want Von Allure. They were supposed to book Von Allure for him. Next thing you know, Saturday, not this past Saturday, but the Saturday before last, I get a phone call from Von. And Von was like, J-Rock, what's going on? I haven't heard from your daddy. I haven't heard anything. He just kept calling. I was like, well, you know, what's going on? They haven't booked you. I said, let me tell my daddy to call you. I called my daddy. He was like, oh, shit. Let me call Von. Let me find out what's going on. He kept calling. He was like, well, he's still on. I don't know what's going on. They should have got his stuff ready. So then, as you know, it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I get a call. The government shutdown. This is what I'm getting told. Government shutdown. People not coming to work. Money's lost here. Blah, 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 whatever the fuck the case may be. All of a sudden, I see something on Facebook that says, I told Von Allure, I said, I don't think you're going to be booked because they're saying something about the government shutdown, you didn't get your money. Not knowing Von Allure works for the government, too, and said, when they do these balls, they already have the fucking money for the event.
Right.
So why? I was getting told that, you know, people may not come down because we had our ball health and passion conference down there that we do every year. So we was like, oh, shit, the people not going to come and stuff like that. So I said, well, they're saying, I know a lot of people that's a part of the health department or whatever you want to call it, the group saying they're not going to be able to get Jack or Von Allure. So I was like, okay, now we got to go to plan B. All of a sudden, Jack says, I'm in Dallas. Von says, oh, really? You see what I'm saying? So now Von goes off and says, thank you, J-Rock, for letting me know what was going on. But you bitches, you know, well, he didn't say you bitches, but that's what I'm saying. Nobody gave him a call to say, we don't need you. That's all he needed. That's all he wanted. So he waited all the way, and he didn't get any kind kind of response till Saturday morning that they didn't need him. And this is a DJ that has to travel, that may have, you know, he goes overseas. He could have did anything else with his time, but he held up his time because I'm reaching out to him, him trying to come down here, you know, and make sure. But just tell me you can't do it. Don't make me hold on. Now, a lot of people want to say, yeah.
But wait, Bitches, you know, didn't book DJ Vaughn to play a Janet Jackson beat?
No. Yeah, Vaughn and Lil was down there, y'all would have got a different version of the Throb because it was sickening what he has. But he ain't going to come down. He's not just going to give us no shit. I mean, he is a working DJ, but
right.
My thing is, the only thing that pissed me off was that what pissed me off was they got this other DJ.
Mm-hmm.
This is where I got pissed. The DJ walks in, first of all, the function, the door was supposed to open at 2. It opened at 2. But the DJ was supposed to get there at like 11:30. We got there at 12 o'clock with all the food to set up, make sure everything was good. At 1 o'clock or 1:30, I can't remember, but I know it was 1 motherfucking something. This motherfucking little short white DJ walks in with his swoop-like trays, but it wasn't really a swoop. He had a little swoop in his hair, and he's all, you know, wired off Red Bull, and he was like, how you guys doing? How you doing? We was like, how you doing? Are you the DJ? Yes. You guys don't have any sound equipment? And we was like, what the fuck do you mean? Y'all don't have any sound equipment? We were like, don't you got your own sound? He said, yes, I do have my own sound. You know, I have my own flavor. I'm like, bitch, your own flavor? Do you have your own fucking sound equipment? No, I don't. I could have punched the fuck out the DJ because it's 1 something in the morning and the door's open at 2. The ball has to get started. We have no fucking sound equipment, you dumb bitch. When we say, do you have fucking sound equipment or your own sound, that means equipment, speakers, turntables, you dumb idiot. So,
what is the beef or the underlying beef between him and the Garcons?
Well, I got this. Now, I read this that, I don't know, it was something about the House of Garcons shaded him twice. By my daddy last name being Garcon, I guess that's where that's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
But it was something about Atlanta and a ball. I don't know what ball it was, so I'm not really going to speak on that.
Well, you should remember because we talked about that on the show. We talked about this because this isn't the first time, and I'm quite sure it won't be the last time that this happens to this man. That's why I guess it pays to have a contract because this did happen to him in Atlanta not that long ago, and we did talk about something like this then.
Right, yeah.
See, I don't remember. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying I know about it now, but I don't quite remember the Atlanta, what happened. You see what I'm saying? Because I don't remember that happening, but I've been told here late, well, today and yesterday, that this was the second time because in Atlanta, I guess he went all the way to Atlanta thinking that he was supposed to be DJing a ball, and they told him that they didn't need him.
Oh, child.
Okay, moving on, who's this anorexic queen they got in the room?
Who is this bag of bones?
Right.
What do you mean?
This guy
like,
that
is she walking cat boy?
She's walking sex siren.
Or is she walking see-through realness?
Yes, God, bitch.
What are y'all talking about?
This anorexic, bulimic, Marcus
sees
kept trying to take off.
She's a children realness.
Yes.
Oh, y'all, let me tell y'all one motherfucking thing. See, that's what I don't like about videos and pictures. All you queens think that big muscles and all that shit is sexy. There are some slim boys out there that are fucking sexy. That boy has one sex style in many times.
Before you go off, this is not sexy in the bitch.
It's not.
Been chopped as a bag.
Well, then,
I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem with anybody being thin or petite. But when you can see somebody's asshole without them bending over, that's a goddamn thing.
Oh, baby, you must have never seen his ass because he has cakes galore. Jason, you've seen me in person, right?
I guess the food goes straight
Jason,
to there.
Jason,
right in mine.
Jason,
we can't talk over each other because I hear J-Rock, but I can't hear what he's trying to ask me. I'm sorry.
Jason, have you ever seen me in person, Jason?
Have I ever seen who in person?
Me.
This person in this picture?
No, me.
Of course I've seen you in person.
Do I look anorexic?
No, you're not skinny at all. You're not.
And he's bigger than me. That's what I'm telling y'all.
The person in this picture with these glasses. They said the camera adds 10 pounds, so where the fuck did that go?
The person picture with these glasses on, is that who y'all talking about?
Yeah. Have y'all realized that ballroom throwback cameras sometimes make people look taller and leaner? Sometimes when he be doing some of them, because
J-Rock, it's no shade. I understand what you're saying, the taller and leaner, because I've seen that. But you can see his bones. And if you're smaller than this, J-Rock, I've never seen you naked. I mean, you.
Well, maybe he did. You know, the kids down there do Tina, so maybe he hit the pipe before he walked. I don't know.
He don't do Tina, baby, because I know him personally. He is bigger than me, and, baby, there is nothing thin about me because anybody can call in on this line and tell you, baby, I am fine. So we ain't got to worry about that.
He looks bony, not just skinny, but bony. Like, it looks. It's creepy, and no offense, and yes, I'm a big girl, and I know I'm probably going to get red for it, but, honey, that looks unhealthy.
Go look at the video.
Anytime your motherfucking arms, your thighs are the same size, bitch, no.
I can close one of my eyes and go straight up and down this bitch.
Well, maybe
I'm not saying what you all are saying. Because he doesn't look unhealthy to me.
But nobody said he was unhealthy. Not one person said he was unhealthy. I never said that.
I listened to my co-host and I listened to the people that sit on this panel very well. Because that's what I'm doing. And I heard someone say that, and they just corrected that they did say that. And what I mean, and I'm not giving a health read when I say he looks unhealthy. I'm saying that by the way he looks to me, he just looks like an average skinny boy. I don't see rib cage. I don't see malnutrition. I don't see Cinder dollars into the starving country.
Well, that's the thing right there. Maybe he doesn't look anorexic or he doesn't look any of that kind of stuff. Maybe he just looks like he shouldn't have walked sex siren.
Well, he should have won $1,000.
Then that leads me to this question.
They should have gave him $5 and a complimentary sandwich.
That I've said time and time again. Sexy is in the eye of the beholder because what might be sexy to me and to someone else might not be sexy to you. To me, this is a bit much. For sexiness for me. For me, I think a t-shirt and a pair of jeans
Who was all on the panel?
Right. Well, I know they said Marcus was unapologetic Marcus. And who else?
Marcus was not on the panel.
Who was it then?
To tell you the truth, let me see. Aisha Prodigy was on the panel at one time. Mother Lanaya Edney was on the panel. Danny Escada was on the panel.
Who voted for him? Because they said 4 out of 7 voted for him.
Silky Monroe was on the panel.
She voted for him, and I'm pretty sure she liked what she sees. But
Silky Monroe is a pageant girl, right?
Yes.
Okay.
But listen, y'all, this is what I'm saying. Just like Jason said, it really don't matter who was on the fucking panel. If somebody is sexy to you, they're sexy to you. He got $1,000. He's been of the year twice, in the back-to-back of the year winner, and he's won many times over big senior sex sirens, junior sex sirens, cat boy. And when you see in person, then you'll get it.
I don't have a problem with him. I'm going to say it like this. I don't have a problem with him winning sex siren on last night. What I will say is this, because it's already done and over with. We can't take it back. But I just hope that the bitch go grocery shopping.
Right. I don't have a problem with him doing sex siren
either.
That's
the same thing they used to say about George Mizrahi. They said the same thing about George Mizrahi because he was real skinny. They used to say he was bones and all that stuff. But all the panel keeps judging for him because he's sexy and is always sexy as in the
eyes. That's just like now when we say sex siren or whatever, when you say sexy, you always put in the mind of what you think is sexy. And what you think is sexy, most times, you know what I'm saying, in the mind, the human mind, you can picture yourself laying in bed with this person.
Exactly.
I don't want to fuck nobody and feel bones.
Exactly. So I'm gonna simply say I would have been one of the three that would have not voted for him because, you know, I love me. I love a skinny guy. I love a smaller guy. But I just think he's, like, I would break him. Literally break him.
And half, yeah.
But, you know, that's it. Anyway, moving on to the next topic. Because he's cute and all. Face is cute. If he had clothes on, yes, all day. But no.
Let me tell you something, Icon Penny Jones. Bitch, don't ever try it on my motherfucking time, hoe. Because if you know me personally, bitch, you would know that I have my natural ass, my thighs, and my motherfucking stomach. Bitch, I am not a skinny guy. I am pretty thick to be my motherfucking size. So, bitch, don't even try it. Everybody knows that. And I don't even have to vouch for that, bitch. Don't try it.
Yeah.
somebody just I'm texting with somebody, a friend of mine or whatever, on Facebook, and we're remembering, remember old times because we just caught up with each other. We haven't seen each other in a while or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go ahead and tell y'all this story, which is probably going to, I'm going to catch so much flack for this. We went to a ball in Indianapolis, Indiana or whatever, doing Black Expo. This is a few years back or whatever. And Alvernian popped a pill and got in the closet and took off all her clothes and started playing her pussy and everything. It was
no.
a key.
And that old pussy?
Where is a sound effect when you need one?
Right, where is it? You know, I have a question for, you know, the callers and for my co-host. I came up with it. It was something like, you know, would you rather be ugly and smart or sexy and dumb?
Ugly or smart all day long. I'd rather be ugly as shit but be smart because at the end of the day, my looks is not what's paying my bills.
Okay. That's Calvin.
You know, I'm gonna be honest with you. I can't do ugly. Ugly makes me depressed. If I don't go to the barbershop, if I don't go to the motherfucking barbershop and get me a lineup on Wednesday and a haircut again on Friday, whatever, when I go to the bathroom to piss, I got to do it in the dark. I can't walk past the mirror like that. That's horrible. Like, who the fuck wants to look horrible, ratchet like that? I can't do it. I'm sorry.
I mean, you know, I'd rather be, you know, a little sexy and dumb a little bit. I'm already sexy
right.
and dumb, but you know.
Yeah, I mean, if it's true, they said that there's out there somebody out there for everybody. Then, you know, I mean, no shit, no tea, no shade. I have a man, you know, and I'm a big girl. I'm a big girl. Everybody know I'm a big girl. I got a man, so I'm certain if I was ugly, I could find one too.
Girl,
well,
if they said,
well, like
I would
you
rather
said,
be,
there is
would,
someone for everyone.
I would
what?
Rather be ugly. I would
even
rather
Honey Boo Boo mother got a man.
Yeah,
I would rather be ugly and fat.
What?
I would rather be ugly and fat.
No, ugly and smart. Not
ugly and smart,
fat.
I know what you said. I know what you said, but I'll say what
oh.
I said.
So you don't want to be smart, you just want to be ugly and fat?
It's shade to the girl in the back room, the girl that didn't know my name.
But you can't wear leather.
Oh, they got leather. They got leather for everybody, especially for the girl in the back room that didn't know my name.
I'm J Rock, bitch. It's like, no.
J Rock, we will have a conversation when it's just when we're off the air.
I know. But listen, I have a question for everybody on the panel and everybody out there on the radio. And when y'all call in, y'all can answer this question and throw shade that y'all going to throw anyway. But answer this question. My friend wrote this on Facebook, and I just want to see what y'all said because it became funny. What do you call a person that tries to talk to everyone you talk to?
Thirsty?
Thirsty, yeah. Dehydrated?
Yes. Need a Gatorade, bitch?
This
well,
one
maybe
said,
I wouldn't call them thirsty. Maybe they're just sociable.
Sociable my ass.
You're being nice.
Well, this one girl said,
I mean, because you have to think about it. Because every time, just because somebody speaks to someone, it depends. Just because someone speaks to someone doesn't mean that they're necessarily trying to sleep with them.
No. This is clear as day saying that somebody, every time you talk to somebody, this person tries to talk to them too.
Not like talk as in just verbal, but talk as in trying to holler.
Oh, well, then maybe they just like, maybe they're the type of person that just like the competition and see if they can get them first.
Right, well, maybe, you know, every now and then, you know, I go to this phase where, you know, I want to see if I still got it. So, you know, I go do stupid shit. But maybe that's the type of person they are.
Well, Kenya Black Dupree said, a punk-ass dick-fucking faggot or a jade-ass cum guzzler or a stank-ass monkey-faced hoe-ass bitch. That's my
name. Monkey-faced hoe-ass bitch. I'm done.
Monkey-faced hoe-ass bitch.
Okay, we have our first call of the evening. Private caller, you're there. Wow, you're asleep, but you were able to press one. That's interesting. How'd you do that? Those big old fat chubby cheeks over there pressing buttons for you?
It probably is, but to get ahead of you, honey, I'm letting you know now. That's what I had to do. My cheeks kept touching the phone and shit. I ain't got time for that. Got earpiece. Get an earpiece.
Right, girl. Stop breathing in the phone like that. Do you have any more?
And Marcus, yes, I know that no DJ travels with equipment, but if you ask DJ do we have equipment and he says yes, then you know you don't have to get any if he's going to bring his own, like many DJs have done before. So that's why we asked before he came.
Is there any truth to this rumor that about the Aga rumor that Laura is saying that people are going to step down and some people are going to get, you know, in new positions and things like that?
I believe it's true, yeah.
And then you heard what they said as well. So somebody else said it was a publicity stunt as well that she had been paid or whatever the case it was to promote it in the ball because Harold didn't take the time to pay and advertise correctly. So it was a sneaky way of doing that.
Basically, I see these naughty things talking about family reunion. What?
So, Dick, are you traveling to D.C. for the ball?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I'll be there to support.
Yes, Mother will be in the building.
Just for a light come through.
Well, I will know by Thursday if I'm going.
Right. I think I'll know by Wednesday or Thursday because me and, I don't know if you see her in a room a lot, Katina, she lives in D.C. and I live in Maryland, and me and my sisters were talking about going, but if the funds aren't there, honey, I'm not going. I'm not trying to break myself to go to a ball.
Well, I don't know. If my horse and my carriage is working properly, I might get there in 3 days, so I'm trying the best to make it, but I should be there. If I leave today, I should get there by Thursday morning.
Oh, my Lord.
Jesus Christ,
oh,
baby.
You
got
it.
You need a ride?
It's a government shutdown. You know, they say I'm broke, child.
Oh,
well, you had $300 to give away at the ball, bitch.
So, weren't you a boat, J-Rock, weren't you a boat and pick me up? I'll be on the island.
Okay.
Tell some of your food stamps to get a plane ticket.
Well, hold up, London. If I pick you up in the boat, it's going to be one of them boats that the slaves use to get away in. You know, the little canoes 15 miles on the Erie Canal type boat.
Oh, no.
Well, we do yachts. Ain't that right, London? Yachts.
Well, we do yachts, bitch. I can't
well,
get my
well, this time you're gonna
get my 22 inches blown out.
Bitch, this time you're gonna do not because
And I will no, bitch. I will not, bitch. That's
I will not.
So do y'all think that Stasha's gonna give a reply to that video?
If she knows it's good for it, she better pay it.
Yeah,
she
should,
to give a reply
she should
to
definitely
shit.
Pay it.
I
like
want to hear her
all of that.
I want to hear her do a video and do a Barry White song.
Let's get it old.
Why
don't
I seen this video?
No, but while the girl said Miss T.S. Madison had T.J. Maxx furniture.
Oh, did you hear what they say about all the knickknacks she had on her table, giving very like grandma couture yard sale realness?
Oh no.
Giving very, I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20
in
my
pocket.
In my pocket. Yeah.
So that gown that Stasha wore at the lipstick bowl. They were talking about how it was a repeat of the same gown that she wore. I think that's Stasha. I might be wrong. The same gown that she wore in 2012 Black and Glamour Bowl. And they were asking.
I don't think that's
Stasha. Okay, well, who was that?
I don't know, I know you're talking about. I saw a purple gown or whatever, but it was so, the picture was so dark I couldn't see it on my phone. But Stasha repeated a gown that Nadia wore for Continental, but I don't think that's the same. I don't think that's the person that we're talking about. I don't think Stasha.
I don't know who the young lady is, but I saw the picture and I know who posted it. Those gowns are very similar, but they're not the same gown. The makeup is very similar. But it's not exact.
Was the gown made by the same girl or what?
I'm going to tag you in it, London.
I mean, they were both purple gowns. They were both.
It's a purple sequence gown. I know what gown it is, but yeah. It's the same bloody gown.
It is. Maybe some of the stones fell off or something because it looks a little different. It looks different to me.
Y'all not talking about Didi, are you?
It was made, they had to tighten it in the chest area after Stasha wore it because it was back on, like, up there.
Oh,
Lord.
The boy pick probably had stretched that part out on the side.
You know what I like about Stasha? She's always unbothered.
We know you love Stasha.
Mm-hmm. So wait, Bow Wow was on Catfish tonight?
Oh, really?
What?
I heard a lot about that.
Who was on Catfish?
Some dyke. I think a dyke wanted to, was acting like she was Bow Wow.
He was acting like he was Bow Wow.
Everybody kept asking me, am I watching it? I was like, no, I got a show to do. I ain't got to talk about Catfish. Hold on.
So a bitch really thought that Bow Wow was talking.
The girl said Kai was on Catfish. I can't.
Yes, Kai is on Catfish, getting them coins.
Speaking of Kai, why is she hitting people up that I know? I'm not going to say this person's name because this person doesn't want to be named or whatever. But why did she hit a
mm-hmm.
queen up and act a queen? Because she take them out to dinner.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Wait,
yeah,
Kelly,
You mean after she spent about $12 on those decorations for her nephew?
Yeah, she's asking people, she's hitting film queens up and asking film queens, can she take them out to dinner?
See,
well,
I
cannot. Well, who's money?
Well, it is the first of the month.
Oh, yeah?
I cannot. Does she still have Kelly's food stamp card?
Dicky, the callers want to know what show do you have to do. What the fuck are they talking about?
They were talking about me. They thought I was Dicky when I said I had the show to do because everybody was asking me about, it's Calvin, y'all. Calvin, bitches. I was talking about this show.
Y'all heard that? You're right.
She's so true, girl.
I'm sorry. I'm watching a video that y'all were talking about.
Wait, which one?
What video?
Is it the big girl video?
Wait, when she's walking around her house?
Yes.
Yes, Madison.
No, her house is cute.
So how do you say that you're humble, but then you walk around your house and you brag about all the things that you have?
I was about to say, she was being...
Yeah, she was being funny, like trying to prove that she has more than the girls I was talking about.
Right. Well, she was going under, the whole video was just under the rug shade. It was like, let me go to my other living room. Let me go down all my stairs. Let me go to my other dining room, like my one bathroom. Like she tried it.
Let me take this blonde wig off. My Kmart collection living room. Let me go to Target living room. Yeah, she was eating it.
My Martha Stewart Target collection. Yes, God.
Right.
The crazy part about it is that no shade, no read, or whatever the case it is, half the girls that are in the scene are never going to be able to achieve what she has. They're never going to be able to. Wait a minute. On another note, did anybody see this fucking post that Shady McGrady made?
The yes with the Kai and the car tacked all up.
No.
Let me bring it up. I'm going to bring it up. It's at the top of the page now.
Wait, you know, I live in a studio and I have bad service. Wait.
I still want to know, and the girls still want to know who dick you see for face. I'm sorry.
They're still asking.
I'm sorry. Just delivering.
Let me clear that up.
Wait, before you do
I just told you who the fuck I saw for face. Don't keep asking me the same motherfucking question next, bitch.
You heard that.
This is one bitch who should have a lot of coins, bitch. The Tooth Fairy should have gave this bitch $100 each. She lost.
She's talking about Selvin.
This bitch should be a millionaire.
When I seen that post, I hollered.
I am not playing with her. Look at the pump.
Shady McGrady is motherfucking epic.
Yes. The shoes, though. I mean, Lord God, please don't let him be real teeth. Let me find out he been collecting until that one day, bitch, he going to step out on the runway, fierce as fuck.
That's the trophy for the auger ball.
Oh.
And she's going to be commentating on that, right? It's gonna be a couple extra teeth on those shoes, bitch. She's commentating. Bitch, she got two more to go.
Two more. You know she's legendary, and when the girls is legendary, you better not come for them because they will come for you.
No, she's. Because
apparently legendary must mean celebrity now. You must making, you know, a 6-7-figure salary. So you can't talk about them, you know, but it is what it is.
Y'all, who the fuck is Shady McGrady?
That's my brother.
Girl, y'all better leave my sister Tiffany alone, for she come on this phone and let y'all have it.
No, but you know, Miss Piggly, that's my bitch. She was given very much, my titty was on my phone. That's why y'all couldn't hear me last week.
Private caller, you're there.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Hey, Maya, how are you?
Yes, how are you?
Wait, that don't sound like the real Maya.
This is Maya. I'm blessed and highly favored.
If this Maya, then I know Maya know this answer to this question. Maya, am I skinny?
No, you're not skinny. You're thick in your leather pants. And I think.
J-Rock, that didn't prove anything.
It did.
I just need to make sure it was
If you want to prove it, ask Naima to send the pictures of her cakes, and I thank you.
Oh, shit. So, like I said, I was just making sure it was the real Maya.
What's going on, Maya? What's the tea?
Nothing. I'm actually at work about to get off. You know, they had an old girl sitting in the White House, you know, making decisions with Oprah and Obama.
Girl, more like you was banging on the White House gates, bitch.
You know, I was in a car with my girlfriend, and she went crazy, and I had to hop out and get on the set the train.
Bitch,
you know,
I'm not laughing at that.
Yeah.
Maya, they said congratulations on a new job.
Where she work?
Thank you, darling. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Icon Penny, I'm going to tell you one more time. If the door says pull, don't fucking push it, bitch.
What happened, J-Rock? What's going on?
Icon Penny, don't make...
Only thing this bitch could do is be a spokesperson for how to live over 100. This is
I'm the secretary of the house.
They said, hurry up through training. We need that new connect.
The difference between me, Dick Johnson, and J-Rock is that you all are listening to us. We're not listening to you. So I refuse to go back and forth with you. So can you please, so you can please stop tagging me and post, because this is all I'm going to say to you tonight is that you're listening to us, we're not listening to you.
And so who are you referring to? Wait, who?
Who are you talking about, baby?
Maya, girl, it's been 3 weeks, girl. Get the boys together.
London, you know, I've been working.
Girl.
How's everything going, London?
Everything's going good,
I can't take
girl.
This, Maya. I really can't take this, Maya.
Yeah, right. You know, it's the real Maya. You know, I've been doing a little bit of here and there, you know, and I can't really do Maya because I'm someone else.
Yeah, and it sounds like you've been doing some type of drug bitch in your nose, girl.
No, I don't do drugs. You know, I just been doing my regular voice. You know.
Oh God.
Yeah, when I call in, I meet the girls wet, and I sing here. Yeah.
So, do you have any intake on what's been going on, the tea that we spoke about, and if you don't, then get the fuck off the line. Thank you.
London, you know what? We can meet for brunch and cocktails in D.C. when I see you.
Girl, I would not want to be with someone of your age, girl.
But, you know, girls like me get in the bar for free. You know, I'm a senior citizen.
Girl, because you're a liability, girl.
Well, just make sure you come to my house bar this Saturday, and I thank you.
Okay. I have a question for the panel. Y'all listen to Chief Keef?
Listen to who?
Chief Keef.
I don't think so. Is that a radio station in New York?
Jesus Christ. He's a rapper.
Oh, I don't listen to rap music. Sorry.
That's a child from Special Ed who made it famous.
Right. Like, somebody called, because he has a name of a song called Don't Love Me a Thotty, or... Thotie, Thotty, whatever the fuck that means. And I watched the video because you can barely understand what he's saying. Like, I mean, he's so fucking remedial that they had to put captions on his video because you can't understand shit he's saying. But that's not what irked me. What irked me is that
I got to see that he likes to get fucked.
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
Well, you know, they did have a picture
circulating. He's from Chicago.
They did have a picture
addressed. J-Rock.
Yes.
You've been addressed. Black West Jones wants to know, well, since I pressed 1 and y'all paid me, hello, I think people forgot, but J-Rock, what happened with you and the other person that made us wait for Trash Talk Tuesdays?
I don't even understand what they said.
When did somebody press 1 and didn't say anything?
Right.
But, Black
so maybe
Jones,
they need to press 1 again.
Press 1 again. Let's address this publicly and live on the air.
Right, we accept all transgenders, trans men, dykes, drags, femme queens.
Butch queens, femme queens, faggots, uglies, fats, femmes, we accept them all.
I don't know what they're talking about.
Big dicks, little dicks, little butts, skinny people, everyone.
Oh, Icon Penny, Icon Penny, are you calling in tonight, sweetie?
No, that hoe ain't calling in. If she do call in, she needs to hang up just like her fucking life.
I like Icon Penny. She's cute. She's pretty.
Ain't looking cute about some old herpy looking lip.
Paper thin ass lips. That's my bitch though. I love her.
Okay, 3 4 wait, this might be them. 347-272.
Oh yeah, it is me.
Yes, God.
Oh yeah. Okay.
What it do? What it do? This is Blackwood Jones.
This ain't no Icon Penny.
No, this is Black West Jones.
Okay.
I was asking about the thing when Marcus had said that he was gonna, he had told Marcus he was gonna talk about it today. I think
that he said he was gonna give him a week to talk about it. He said he gave.
That was Rodney.
Oh.
Oh, are you talking about the controversy when I on the panel?
Yes, sir.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Look, oh, Penny, you see, somebody called in and asked me to say something. Oh, my God, I feel so important. Thank you for calling in, caller, because I was such a knock. I'm so glad you called in and asked me a question. I'm so thankful, Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God, boy, get to the point.
Don't try it on my time. I got a caller, bitch. But anyways,
child, you got callers every Tuesday, so hush it.
Okay, this is what happened. Okay, they had chopped one of the girl. They chopped the girl for the they chopped Trinity Applesauce Avenue. They chopped her, and I said chopped. So then we moved on. But when we moved on after the category was over with, Trinity came up behind the stage and she was telling Jack that it was supposed to be on a heel or something like that. And then he said, "Who chopped you?" And then they said she didn't get chopped. He was just playing. They were talking about Clint LaVin. So then, once it was back and forth of, I didn't chop, you chop, and all this kind of stuff, then they said, so you're saying J-Rock fucked up. And then they said, yes, J-Rock fucked up. So I ran to the stage, took the motherfucking microphone and said, bitch, no, I did not fuck up. That's what's wrong with you dumbass bitches that be on the panel right now. Y'all want to fucking carry and kiki? Don't fucking carry and kiki on my motherfucking time. If it's a chop, it's a chop. Don't fucking go back and forth and quit doing that bullshit. Call it like you motherfucking see it. And then after that, I asked the audience, did y'all see him chop? And they said, yes. And I said, I fucking thank you. So come to my fucking city trying these motherfucking games, bitch. And I gave the mic back to Jack. And then at the end of the ball, I went up to Clint LaVin, and I asked him what was the problem, and we got that clear. And I wanted to push them. I wanted to push the whole panel off the fucking panel.
Oh, okay.
J-Rock, do you have herpes
okay.
on your asshole, J-Rock?
Do I have what?
Herpes on your asshole.
Herpes on my asshole?
J-Rock,
yeah.
Do not respond to that. Thank
I
you.
Am going
to
respond to that. I'm going to respond
not,
to it.
Do not respond to that.
I'm a grown-ass man. Let me respond, bitch. Because I said a push, bitch. Yes, I have plenty of herpes on my ass, and that's why it's on your lips, bitch. And you love it.
Yeah.
Okay. I cannot.
Do your mama got fucking herpes on her motherfucking asshole?
but thank you, J Rock's caller. Thank you.
Thank you
for waking him up.
So okay, my question was Trinity at the Lipstick Bowl?
Yes, she was.
Yeah.
Was she the one with the Daisy Dukes on?
Yes, she had them on.
Yes, they had me.
Now, can she really rap?
Yes, we can, Cora.
And with that, no, she cannot. That was shade, and that's what I'm saying. We trust you people to come down from the East Coast since y'all know so much about this and that and all this. We trust that y'all going to come down here and teach us some things or two. If you chop us, okay, well, then tell us what we need to work on because y'all supposed to know ballroom. But you late motherfuckers want to come down here and read the kids when they trying to learn and look up to you. That's when they start disrespecting you. See, at first I was on your side, but now I'm on the kid's side. Bitch, when these kids start tapping y'all ass, I'm going to sit there and I'm going to kiki. That girl do not rap. So fucking stop saying that bullshit and quit shaking the fucking shit.
Oh, shit. They said she's a rapper?
Yeah, they kept saying, can she rap? truth be told, I caught it. I think that was Shannon Garcon that kept saying it, but y'all got to understand what was in front of Shannon Garcon. A big bowl of this sweet, good-ass punch that had a bunch of fucking, what you
Everclear.
Call it? Everclear in it. And so he was guarding that bowl for dear life. So I really think he was, like, really kicking and kicking. But these kids, if they don't know, they think that you're shading them because the thugs had to rap. And after the thugs rapped, and, you know, the thug that won, he kept saying, can you rap? So to a girl or a female figure, you saying that after the thugs rap, it's kind of like saying she's thug realness. You see what I'm saying?
Very much so, yeah.
So that's what I'm saying, don't do that. Because if these kids start tapping, I'm not trying to break up Nathan. And I'm going to hold the door to make sure the police don't come in.
You're going to hold the door so that the police don't come in.
Yes, because I'm sick and tired of the bullshit.
So if anybody out there in radio land can hear me, yesterday I wasn't on, but I did tune in to listen. There was a queen from Cincinnati. Bitch, where are you at? Where are you at?
Wait, what did this bitch
give? She called on and she gave, you know, where's this dick in the booty ass? Johnson and, you know, all these things. And it's Trash Talk Tuesday. I want to know where Miss Thing is. If anybody knows her number, please speed dial this bitch and get her online now. Tell her Dick Johnson is definitely in the building and ready for her.
Oh, no. Let's read this bitch.
However, in other news,
you ask and you shall receive. Private caller,
let's go.
Hello, fucking talk, baby.
Who? So what you want to talk to Dick Johnson about?
Bitch, I won't talk to you, bitch. I ain't finna call in for your big dickhead.
Oh, God. What's wrong, baby? What's wrong, sugar?
Well, you said you live in Cincinnati, right?
Yeah.
You coming?
So, I mean, what's going on down in Cincinnati? It's a Tuesday night. You're not doing nothing down there. You listen to the Blog Talk Radio. That's fine. That's cool or whatever. Where your man at? Or you just not, you're not attractive or desirable enough to get one? How's that going for you?
No, actually, bitch, I'm ugly and I'm smart, bitch.
Are you ugly and you're smart?
So
yes, ma'am.
So cool. Did you listen to anything tonight? Caller? Beach. I just want to talk about Alexis in Africa Beach. They send a fire at the Aga Bowl.
Oh. Yeah, I saw that. I wonder how this all go down. And Father Tony, they tagged Father Tony in on the post, and he jumped in and said, why am I tagged on this post? I'm not a tranny chaser.
Well, okay. Well, I don't – well, if Alexis is listening, you can press – if you're listening, press 1. But I don't think that that was about a real fight. I think that they were just joking on that post.
Kikin.
Yeah, I think they were just kikin on that post.
Africa serious, bitch. You finna fuck her, bitch, because I know Miss Africa. That's my bitch. You finna fuck that fat bitch, babe.
Mm.
And she gonna eat her cookies.
She gonna eat her cookies?
She finna eat her cookies.
Mm.
My opinion is just so stupid. That bitch had to edit that comment 16 times before she put it out.
So, Dick, this is the bitch that, you know, you were arguing with?
No, that's not the person he was arguing. I don't think so.
No, bitch. I never had arguing with that dick. That nasty ass bitch.
She said, what did you say?
Oh, that voice is a key.
Wait,
y'all remember that video where the little boy was saying, bitch, didn't nobody even call you for your fucking birthday, bitch? That's who she sounded like, the little boy that was arguing with the fat bitch, old stank pussy bitch.
Yeah. And first thing I got to say about that picture of this old nasty, bony little boy. Bitch, stop sucking dick. Ew. Just stop sucking dick, and you won't look like that.
Yeah, hello. Is Mother still on here?
Maya, yeah. Where you go? Write a poem?
I had a little briefing with Michelle Obama. You know, the children was running through the White House, and I had to get the dog.
Their bad asses need to be in the bed sleep.
Well, you know, yeah, they have a day off tomorrow.
The government been off since last week.
Something just came across my desk, and I'm going to have to correct myself. Somebody just sent me a picture of Trey Garçon without all the antics on or whatever. He's a very nice looking guy.
No, he's not. He's actually a handsome guy.
Yeah,
he's cute. I mean, I just didn't think he should have won that night.
No, he shouldn't have won that night. No shade or whatever. But you know, I was seeing with all that he had on or whatever the case it was. You know, I judged what I was seeing. But yeah, he's not that bad looking.
Can I say something? Is it me or did he give you Miguel and blue hair?
Bitch.
He looked like Miguel with blue hair.
Bitch, he looked like the raccoon from Madagascar Beach.
I actually lived for it. Did you guys live for that blue? It was cute.
I didn't get into it at all.
It
gave me very much something that she had watched the old Gina Gospel video of and tried to reenact it.
No, not Gina Gospel.
No, Gina Gospel was legendary.
The stuff y'all come up with makes me just sit here and be like, really?
Right.
Gina Gospel wore something
over,
like that before.
You know,
wore blue hair and stuff like that
to the next level.
I want to say something. Let's make it hot real quick. It's been something I want to address for a long time. And if y'all know him and maybe he's not listening, maybe you can call him and tell him to call in. Maylox Lawson. Me and that bitch got an issue. Maylox Lawson from the little official ballroom chat room. Me and that bitch got issue because he keeps trying to read me, but he done blocked me. If you a bad bitch, unblock me and then read me, bitch. Only thing you're going to do is steal some pictures and put them up and say I'm fat, bitch. I done went through that. I know you're a T, bitch. But I'm tired of you talking shit. As of today, if you have an issue with me, unblock me, call into the show, do what you must, and say what you feel.
Why do people call fat people fat like they don't know they're not, like they don't know they're
fat? Exactly, bitch. I'm sitting here like, bitch, you're saying fat like it was a new word that just was wrote in the dictionary.
That's just like people always tell me, bitch, that's why you got that big nose. I'm like, I've been having it for 31 years, dumb bitch. I mean,
I can't stand bitches like that. Ugly gutter butt, dumbass bitches.
Where is Mabel Keene?
Did you say got a butt?
Got a butt, ugly ass, horse face looking black bitches. I can't stand them, especially when I did nothing to you. If I did something to you, block me, bitch. But I did nothing to you. And to talk
about
you.
Maya. London, you could never take me, honey. You could never.
So, you know, I have something that I wanted to bring up as well. With all the stuff going on in the scene about the drugs going on or whatever, the meth and the coke and all of this, and everybody thinking it's popular and hot to do whatever the case it is, how do the Chanels feel about Janice, Jigga J, No Teeth Charisse, whichever one you want to call her, putting up these statuses and posts about, you know, her doing bumps in the bathroom and she tried teen grunts and, you know, all these things.
Everybody is ground.
Well, the last time I checked,
you know.
And I will go back and go back, and if there's a Chanel representative that wants to press one, I believe Janice has not been in Chanel for almost over a year now.
Oh. So what is she now?
But, you know, the T is, you know, Fred probably.
She's just an old face man.
Fred probably showed her the drugs, you know.
Y'all don't use Ziggy Dah, but I love that bitch. I love what she gives. She can be very ignorant and childish at times, but I love what Ziggy Dah gives.
I mean, when
I
was a kid,
I
liked Mr. Ed.
Really quickly. You know what the gagger is. You know, I really gag. She sounds like a fucking Jackson, and it's no shade. It's no shade. She sounds like a Jackson.
Girl, and you sound like...
oh my god, like, why are these people still here?
Oh my god.
Yeah, I can't.
No, what is this, How to Catch a Tranny giving?
Not How to Catch a Tranny.
Did y'all see that?
No.
Yeah. Who is that?
I don't
Maya, they want to know is your Uber working? We want you to ride to the ball.
Hit my hell.
Is your Uber working? We need a ride to the ball.
My Uber?
Ubo, Uber, or whatever.
Hubba rail.
No, I have a Jazzy chair. Yeah, my Jazzy chair is charging. Yes, I'm charging my Jazzy chair.
Well,
this old bitch ride around in a horse and carriage.
No, I have a Jazzy chair, yeah. You know.
So, Dick Johnson, was it you, Dick, or was it Calvin that asked about Janice and her drug use?
Oh, it was Dick.
I did.
Okay, well, how do you feel? I mean, okay, well, let's not just say Janice. How do you feel about ballroom people in general?
Wake it up. Who are you trying to say? Just wake the motherfucker, shake the motherfucking table. Because if you want to come for the Chanel, you better say, why no Alexis Clark? Come on, say it.
Oh shit!
And it's okay. I'm just saying. You know, keep it real. Don't come for one. Come for all.
I
live for is Alexis will tell you. She makes her own coin. She's grown, and she will do what she needs to do.
This is why I'm at with it. With all the new kids coming in the scene from generation to generation or whatever the case it is and, you know, trying to find their way or whatever, and they're coming out younger and younger, I feel like that the leaders should be more of leaders, you know, and that doesn't have to be because you have a title but because you have time invested in the ballroom scene. You are the one to be, you know, a product of some form of decency for the kids that are coming out behind you or whatever. Posting up shit like I tried teen a couple times, I just sucked all night and all that kind of shit or whatever, I just don't, you know, I don't see it.
It's a gay world, okay?
What does that have to do with being gay? I do what I do, whatever the case it is, and to this day, I have never smoked weed or anything. The most I have ever done was drink, and that's on, like, maybe New Year's Eve, a birthday, or something like that. I do not fuck with none of that shit. I have a natural high. I don't need none of that shit, period, point blank.
I think nowadays it comes that a lot of the girls are so impressionable. I don't think they're doing it because they want to do it. It's because their mother's doing it or their brother or their sister's doing it. They're at a party and they're doing it. So it's like, I'm going to try it. And the shit that they have now is so addictive that they just can't stop.
I don't think that it's addictive. I just think that, you know, if you're not around it, you won't do it. But, you know, most of the bitches are around the girls who do it, so they do it.
I mean, at the end of the day, even we call these people kids, and we call these people, well, you call them mothers and fathers and aunts and uncles and stuff like that. These people aren't really related to you. And if you really looked at them, and this is just my personal opinion, in the sense of this was your mother, this was your father, I wouldn't sit and drink with my real mother and father. So I'm not going to sit and drink with, so if I wouldn't sit and drink with my real mother and father, why would I sit and drink with somebody that I consider to be my mother and father, like my gay children? There are certain things, there are certain conversations that I won't have in front of my gay kids because there's a level of respect I'm going to give them and there's a level of respect I want from them. So I'm not going to sit there and talk about getting fucked down in front of my kids or drinking in front of my kids. And if I occasionally want to smoke a blunt in front of my kids, I'm not going to do that with my kids. If we, one of the, my biggest issue with that is, okay, if you're going to talk about doing drugs, then we need to stop, then these parents also need to stop fucking these kids.
All right, can I say something? You know what, because this is a triple effect. You know, the children pick their gay parents, but, you know, they always bring the gay parents on, you teaching the kids how to do drugs, but what about their gay parents? Did their gay parents teach them? They were once their child. You understand?
But, you know, you can't take that gay parent shit seriously because a lot of gay parents are having with their gay kids. So, basically,
I mean, and just like you just said, they're having it with their, and not only that, they would switch up on them in a snap of a finger. Like,
right.
I don't get into the whole, like, I respect some of them, but you have to earn my respect just because you're a legendary.
You know what? And another thing I witnessed is when the real gay mothers, the ones that's really being the mothers, are stepping in and telling the children something, they tell them, oh, bitch, you ain't my real mother. That's what they do to them.
I mean,
you know,
I think that at the end of the day, you can ward respect from anybody or whatever. If you don't, if they don't have it, you don't have to be around them, period. Point blank. So if a kid is that disrespectful, they feel like they can just do whatever they want to do around you, whatever, and you send them packing, period.
Well, Misty Lakes in the chat room,
Misty,
just
because
said,
the girls are so scared. The girls don't, you know, really speak about it. They're scared.
I have something just came across. Well, I'm gonna go ahead and say it.
Ooh,
I
never knew that.
Whatever. Tamisha used to be ex Escada. She changed her name. I can't remember what her name was. I want to say it was Abby, or it might have been begin with an E. Anyway, she was in Butch Queens, Femme Queens, Transgenders, Dykes, Studs, whatever you want to call yourself or whatever out there, whatever. If you work at Ad, be careful. A friend of mine was in L.A. this weekend and took a call from an ad, and the guy came in and act like he left his phone in the car and went to open up a door, opened the door to go back out and get his phone, and five pieces of tray came in there and tied her up and put her in the closet and pissed all over her. She was in the closet with piss all over her until room service found her in the next morning. So be real careful with that.
She just got disowned.
Well, you're an escort. I mean, you're already going out on a limb. You can't trust these people. That's why, I mean, it's fun and all. It's good to make your coins, don't get me wrong, but you can't trust none of them people. Just like the Craigslist killer. You don't know if them bitches going to slice your motherfucking throat while they fucking you. You don't know if they're going to do the same thing he did, leave out the room, get tied up and piss all over you. She's lucky, no tea, no shade, but she's lucky it's just piss.
Right, yeah, just take the piss like a champ, babe.
Because it could have been so much worse.
Okay, somebody just inboxed me that this show is going in the direction of a state of emergency Wednesday. Well, guess what? If it's going in the route of a state of emergency Wednesday and we're not making it hot enough for you, again, you can always press 1 and say what you want to say or ask whatever it is you want to ask.
And by the way, it's after 12 o'clock, so happy hump day, whoever that was. Thank you.
Maya, happy hump day.
So it is now Wednesday.
You know, I'm actually humping on Stedman Oprah's man, but you don't know.
Girl, and who's humping you?
Your man.
No,
I want to know, who would y'all fuck? In the ballroom scene.
Oh my God.
Okay.
I just want to know, because I got quite a few names that I'm going to say, but who would y'all fuck in the ballroom scene?
So call us, call
but
in.
But if you
where
give me
you
a pillow and I put
ballroom.
It over her head, give me Santonio Redline, and I thank you.
A pillow over her head?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not too sure.
I don't want to hear the screaming.
Oh.
I'm too old for that. You know, my ear piece to catch it really quickly.
So
London,
London, who you see yourself naked with in the sheets?
You know, I'm not too sure. I'm really scared to mess with ballroom girls like that.
London, you don't want no more of that Vogue sim boy.
Who?
The Aloha.
Girl.
I love you, sister.
Girl, get off the line, girl. I'm not too sure. Yeah, let's go to somebody else. Maybe I can think of someone, you know?
Well, is somebody in the line? I'm looking at the chat room. Is somebody saying they will fuck Selvin?
Oh. But you know, they said she got an open mind.
She does, you know, she does give overhead.
Oh, my God.
She gives
lockjaw realness, lockjaw realness.
There is no biting or chewing. Just
well, maybe, can we get some callers to call in, you know? Can we have a little trick or treat night? Who would be tricking and who would be treating? Who would be your trick or treat in the ballroom scene?
I would. There's quite like I said, good 10 of the Garcon boys I would take down. Especially Whitney. Gosh, yes, God, that boy, yes. Exotic. I mean, as cliche as it is, you know, people think big girls don't got it, bitch, but I'll get real flexible for that nigga right there. Mm.
Wait, we have a caller, private caller.
Hello, guys. It's Ian McKellen.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Ian.
Hello.
It's Ian McKellen, darling.
Oh, I thought he said Kevin. I'm sorry, honey.
It's Ian McKellen from last week. Hello, daughter.
Hello, lovely.
I just wanted to
say my ballroom wish fuck would be Lola Ebony. Because if you hit it from the back, it would be like a trampoline effect.
No.
No, I'm just playing. Oh, and by the way, if you got into Selvin's mouth, there still are a few teeth rolling around in there. So, you know, it's not like you can just do anything you want. You're going to get snagged, girl.
Oh, no, not snagged.
So are you saying the foreskin is going to get snagged?
Girl, everything's going to get snagged. The urethra is going to get stretched out. It's not a good look.
So, Carla, what about Cat Eyes Mizrahi? Suck it from the bag.
Oh, well, I don't know too much about Cat's eye. Is it a brown eye?
You know what?
Oh, shit.
But wait. Remember when Selvin ate that Ruby's chicken? And that's all
no,
I'm going to say.
No, but I wasn't. She sucked it off the bone.
Right. Exactly. Do you get what I'm saying?
Is that when she got naked and fucked the lady?
Oh. But really, though, London, you would be my ballroom pick.
Oh, wow, thank you.
You're welcome, darling.
Yeah.
All right, I'll let you all carry on then.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you, lovely.
Ta-ta.
If I had to pick a couple of ones that I probably would smash, I probably would have to start with a night that I will probably remember. I mean, because to me, it's all about waking up to a beautiful face as well, not just, you know, smashing or whatever the case it is and dash and go, whatever. I would fuck the brakes off of Maya Scott.
Yeah,
she could get it.
No.
Yeah, she could get it.
I cannot believe you just said that.
Well, you can't believe I just said that.
I don't know. It's just, I guess, because it's just like, that's like my niece, and you just really...
Well, I mean, it was a question that was asked. Don't no tea, no shade. She is sexy. I think quite a few film queens that I think is very gorgeous. Like I said before, I wouldn't sleep with them, but I think I don't see myself sleeping with a trans man either. But that one motherfucking trans man that Laura had tagged in that post. I can't remember. Well, I don't know his name, but she put up. Oh God, yes God.
You know, I'm not gay, so I don't really look at film queens like that.
So let's make it.
Okay,
can
we have a little game called Smash and Pass? Someone throws out a name and we see Smash or Pass.
We can do that right before we do that. Whatever. Let me make it hot real quick, and then we can see if the callers want to call in or give some little insight on what's going on or whatever the case may be.
I'll give you a little bit more tea. Okay, so not too long ago, it came to light that Coco, ex-Ebony, then went to Revlon for about 3 days and then went back to Chanel now, I believe, to be. We might see her this weekend come out as Chanel. But rumor has it is the reason why she was searching for a house that crafts to get her some new titties is because in jail she found out she has an infection in it. Or whatever. So she needs the silicone scraped out of her titties. So Obamacare might work for that. Go for it.
Obamacare.
Well. I'm still on land. Am I still on land?
Yes, you is, baby.
Bitch, let me let you know, Sam, bitch. I will foot Loco Revlon, bitch. Now, Bobby,
would you want Loco Revlon to bend you over, or would you want to bend Loco Revlon over?
Bitch, it don't matter, bitch. As long as we both naked, rubbing on each other. And I love his clit and everything, bitch.
Okay, so let's you know, give me Smash or Pass. You know, I want to know which one of you girls would be triple. Milan, Smash or Pass? Isn't it shade out Smash?
I have to pass.
I would pass because of how arrogant he comes off at times.
Right.
That's not attractive to me at all.
It would probably be like a kiss and tell type of thing with him, you know.
Right.
I don't like the kiss and tell.
But is this a smash or pass? Come on.
Okay. You know, from the Kate pick. You know, it's from.
So London,
the,
what you're trying to say is you want to put your bird in his booty.
You know, I'm giving very much bigdickbits.com. You know, I'm very proud of who I am.
Mother.
No, you know, I no longer have that. You know, I just play with toys.
Oh, my God. Tomorrow night, Miss Big Dick T.S. Madison herself will be on the state of emergency.
Oh, that is
Jasmine just put
thing.
It up in the room. Miss Big Dick herself will be here tomorrow night.
Work CEO for getting that.
Nui.
22 inches. Yeah.
I can't wait, bitch. I cannot wait.
What is this monkey doing in the damn official ball? What the fuck is this?
Just getting ready for the Aga ball.
That girl Megan.
I might have to go visit Rikers Island. Where's Kelly?
Kelly's in Jamaica.
No, in this picture.
I cannot. Nope, I'm not. I will not. Well, Lord.
I wanted to see myself.
I was definitely smashed dead.
Did you know
that?
That's a girl. Was a girl.
That's
excuse me, I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's a, yeah. Well, bitch, all I can say is yeah.
Hmm. That's cold. That's cold.
I think there's a couple of trans men. Dickie Ebony, I love her. I love him. That's my baby. I think he is so cute.
KT Escada.
J-Rock, did you just make a video and post it in the room?
No, I did not just make a video.
If she has medicine, she got a dick.
Yes.
I did not make the video.
Who made that video?
Okay, so the next thing we need to talk, we really got to discuss this, because this is going to be an epic event with Madison being on the show. This is like an aunt to me, and we got her to come on the show, and she is getting ready to address everything that she feels wrong with this scene, period. And that's probably going to include Sasha and all kinds of stuff.
I can't wait. So wait, was she referring to Sasha as getting those fake teeth?
And Jason, why did you say like you don't see it?
Excuse me?
You said like you don't see it.
I didn't even hear what you were talking about, first of all.
No, as far as Big Dick Bitch.
Oh, well, I don't.
And why don't
you
see it?
You don't see it?
I don't. I have my own personal opinion about how women should be and what women should do, and I'm going to keep those to myself.
No,
but
please don't. Please elaborate.
She's not pretending to be a woman.
Woman.
I understand that, and
she's
I respect that.
She's a transgender woman.
Okay.
Right.
First of all, let me explain.
You have your opinion and your beliefs, and I have mine. If you look like a, just like Andre said, if you look like a woman and you want to carry yourself like a woman, I'm going to treat you like a woman. If you look like that and you want to dress yourself that you have a penis and all of that, that's another show, and we're not going to do that. That's a state of emergency show, and we've had those shows all last year. If you, I respect her as a person, and she's entitled to do whatever it is that she wants to do. In my personal opinion, I don't see it, and I don't see women like her. But because she is a woman in my eyes, I respect her as such. But I guess I'm an old-fashioned faggot, and there are certain things that women should do and should not do. And your lady parts, even if you use your lady parts, they should still be in Victoria's Secret.
I don't understand. You know what? I'll be honest with you. When it comes to people so uptight about seeing some dick and some ass and some titties, who gives a fuck? At the end of the day, we came in this motherfucker naked as it was already anyway. Adam and Eve didn't know nothing about no motherfucking clothes until that bitch bit the apple. So what?
No,
I mean,
you know what? We all came in the world as hermaphrodites.
We
and,
did. We
you
really
know,
did.
Some of us went our separate ways, bitch. So she went her separate way, and Jason, you went your separate way.
Exactly.
And
thank you, Mother.
She's her own person, and you're your own person. So why are you just.
What you don't understand about her is that she's a brand.
She's
a brand.
She's a business.
She's
woman,
a personality.
Yeah.
Just like you live for the Amaya Scott who is branding herself, who you call her niece or whatever, who gets on these Twitters and Instagrams and stuff and tells people that Amaya King actually tells people that she's a transgender girl. She's letting people
know
it's a brand. You're branding yourself.
Maybe I'm missing something because I don't even know who that is.
Who?
You
don't
know
who
Amaya Scott is? No. Apparently, I.
Okay, well, you hang up.
Okay, if I said I didn't know who it was, I don't know who it is.
Like, I mean,
how
there was
don't
no
you know who Amaya Scott
comment.
Is?
I was just making sure that I heard you right. Excuse me.
I mean, is it a bad thing that I don't know?
Hell
no.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think so. I mean, if you don't follow it like that, then you don't. But, I mean, if you were in this room, then you should know who she was.
You've
like
got to know who Amaya
ass.
Scott is. I can't even sit here and entertain that you don't know who Amaya Scott is.
Like she, I don't know if you remember a few months ago maybe, she was posted, because she was with, I can't remember the celebrity, she was with the celebrity, and everybody was like, go ahead, Amaya, like she's becoming famous.
Oh, is that the one that I was defending when the straight women were straight people were coming for her because she used to be a boy?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But
she carries herself as a lady, so I will respect her, yes.
Now, when it comes to T.S. Madison, her name is who she is.
Okay, well, I don't watch big dick videos. I'm not into trannies. No offense to the girls, because some of you are my sisters. I'm not into that. So I don't want to see those parts. I don't want to see that part of your lifestyle. What me, Naima and
yeah,
I
you know,
agree to disagree.
You know what? And
I don't
want to
see parts of your lifestyle.
And I personally, it's like you say, wait a minute, you can't say, wait a minute, I got to take this. I personally, on my end, don't ever see myself just waking up to a flat chest next to me or kissing somebody
else
with a mustache.
See, and that's why what you shit don't, what I eat ain't going to make you shit because you like what you like. I am a gay man attracted to gay men. If I wanted to be with a woman, I think I would be heterosexual. But I'm gay, so I want to wake up with a man, not a woman with a penis that's fully functional, but a man. I'm attracted to men. You are attracted to what you are attracted to. What you want to wake up with and what I want to wake up with ain't just different. We can all have breakfast together, but we all ain't sleeping in the same bed together.
Exactly. How you just gonna write them off like that based upon the fact that half these motherfucking fags out here is the ones just killing off the motherfucking trannies or whatever the case it is. Point in case or whatever the case it is, and if you wanna be honest about it or whatever, they keep themselves so way better than the motherfucking Butch Queens. No motherfucking
right,
shade.
So,
I just can't sit here and allow you to say
it.
That you say what?
Yeah.
I can't allow him to sit here and come out and say that he just like it's like ill or whatever the case it is. Who want to wake up to a motherfucking mustache and some motherfucking flat ass chest and shit like that? That shit is fucking disgusting to me.
And who wants to wake up to
you know
what? We're going to agree to disagree because what I'm not going to do is disrespect my female figures because I'm just not going to do that. You like what you like. I like what I like. I'm not into chicks with dicks. I'm into sticks. And that's all I'm into. So that's what I'm going to wake up with.
It's no shame
to you. You like what you like. You and Bishop can hang out, and y'all can be the best of homeboys, play basketball, and go suck them up. But Jason is going to be where I'm going to be with a Butch Queen. Now, the Butch Queens I choose to deal with, now, any female figure that's out there messing with a Butch Queen and being used and played by a Butch Queen, I feel for them because, and I sympathize for them because they're Butch Queens, they do it to Butch Queens. And just for every messy Butch Queen there are three messy Femme Queens. But we're not about to turn this into a Femme Queen, Butch Queen debate tonight.
No, it's not that. It's just that you really showed me tonight that you are really, I mean, you're really a fag. You really don't like girls, pussy, titties, or nothing. You're, like, really a fag.
Actually, I love females. I'd rather hang with a bunch of females than a bunch of faggots any day. But I'm just not attracted to them.
Let me say that. Okay.
I was born. I know what a fag is, but I'm not that. I'm a gay man that's attracted to gay men.
So you like your body. So basically, I get it now.
Okay,
so basically, so to speak, let's get down to the real deal. You really like your box entertained.
Excuse me?
So now, y'all
please, you like your
please
box
stop.
Entertained.
Come on, y'all. Just let it go. Let it go.
You mean are you
like
asking me, do I like to get box? Is that what you're asking me?
He doesn't like some queens. You don't like niggas. Let it go.
I think we made it clear last year. Maybe you weren't listening. That I am proud of who I am and what I do. I am not ashamed of what I've ever done and who I do it with. That's not the problem. What you do in your bedroom and who you do it with in your bedroom is your business. What I do in my bedroom or wherever I choose to do it is my business. But what you're doing and what I'm doing, never the two will mix. So, again, I agree to disagree. You like what you like, and that's a brand, and that's fine. And if that's getting her paid, I commend her for what she's doing and how she's making her money. Make your money, boo. But it's not something I'm into.
All right. Can we get some callers and see what's going on with callers?
Maya, please shut the fuck up. Okay. And, you know, the girls who hide and try to act like they're real cunts, and when the tray come over, they see the dick, and they beat the shit out of them because they're not aware of what they're getting into. This bitch right here lets you know what you're getting into. She's a real bitch.
But how would you feel if your nieces and nephews are on Facebook, you know, Instagram?
Wait a minute, before we go any further, let me address this.
I'm a boss ass bitch, 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 bitch. I'm a boss ass bitch, 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 bitch. I'm a boss ass bitch, bitch, bitch. Bitch, 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 I'm a boss ass bitch. Bitch, 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 I'm a boss ass bitch.
I don't give a fuck about you ratchet ass lame. You can suck a dick, I'm all about fame. Fuck a nigga, fuck a bitch, straight getting paid. I love money, that's all I gotta say.
I done told ya, motherfucking faggots. Y'all better keep it cute this season. I done told ya. Do not disturb me and do not bother me with all that bullshit. I don't quit smoking, honey, and y'all making me need a fucking cigarette with all this bullshit that's happening right now. So we're going to nip it in the bud really quickly. Okay? We're going to nip it in the bud really quickly, and then I'm going to go back to my business and let you guys enjoy your Tuesday nights. Tomorrow night. On the state of emergency, Ms. T.S. Madison will be live on the air as a special guest.
Yay.
For all you girls that are very interested in Ms. T.S. Madison and her story, please tune in. And for you girls who really don't see it, which is understandable, then please do not tune in. And we'll see you back next Monday and Tuesday. The bottom line is she will be on the show to talk about her life, her history. She will give her story, okay? And that's just how it goes. If everybody has a right to not like her or not agree with her or agree with her actions. We all have mixed feelings about everything that we do. Some people like black, some people like white. That's all it boils down to. But there's still a level of respect when it comes to this. And I ask everybody who is a part of this show, everybody who is a part of this group, to please respect each other, respect our guests, and respect the people that come on the air to be a part of what platform we give to them. If you guys have personal feelings about any of these people that are a part of this show, please keep those opinions to yourself. And that's in all fairness. Just like they can sit there and make videos and give their opinions about everyone else, we're giving them a platform to respond back. And it's only fucking right. And whoever likes it, they like it. And whoever don't, they don't. But in all fairness, let's be real about the situation. I'm taking this show to a whole new level. And I'm reaching out to a whole new type of audience. So be a part of that and support it. But all these, you know, all these comments about each other and what people like and dislike and all that stuff, save that. Save that for another time. That has nothing to do with what we're talking about. This is Tuesday night. It's trash talking. You know what? Y'all are talking a lot of fucking trash. A lot of trash that I want to fucking take back into you and drop in an incinerator.
Ooh, no.
Yeah.
So let's keep it fucking real. And all the people that are sitting here attacking everyone and making all these comments towards everyone, y'all need to really cut it out as well. I keep telling y'all need to work, y'all need to focus on change. And there's a lot of changes out there. And a lot of changes that are coming. And I'm sorry if you guys don't like it, but that's the way it is. You guys cried all summer for a show. Now you guys got a show. Again. But now you cry about who you like on the show and who you don't like on the show. I want to thank Dick Johnson for getting T.S. Madison on the show, because it was him who actually contacted her publicist and was able to bring her aboard. And I want to thank him also for the work and the leverage that he has been putting into trying to pull special guests onto this show. Now, yes, his mouth is ratchet and raunchy, and he's very opinionated about a lot of stuff that he shouldn't be opinionated about. And I know certain legends and icons are working with him as far as that goes, and eventually it will get to that point. But let's keep it fucking real. All y'all motherfuckers was the same fucking way, including Kelly. All of y'all was. All the same complaints and everything was the same fucking way. So don't judge him because of his likes, and don't judge him because of what he says and all the rest of that stuff. Because to me, it's all about what people bring. Jason is a part of me and will always be a part of me. Respect him. Same thing with J-Rock. Same thing with London. Same thing with Kelly. Same thing with everybody that comes across this platform. But please learn to respect them as you would respect me. And y'all damn sure need to learn how to respect each other. Now I'm sounding like a motherfucking mother, and it ain't Sunday night. I will see y'all tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of the night. But for real, y'all, calm down. Y'all people texting my motherfucking phone, Jasmine, y'all better do something about it. I ain't got time for all that. Jesus Christ. And y'all been calling for Miss Lady here. Y'all been reaching out, posting all her videos and all these comments, and y'all all have mixed feelings about her and stuff. Well, she damn sure is gonna be here tomorrow, and she has a lot to say. And it's not an attack. It's a way of you guys listening and learning. So remember that.
Mm-hmm. Well, good job, Dickie, on getting her on the show. Kudos to you, baby.
Yeah, good job, Dickie, and thank you, CEO, for coming through the way you came through. Boss,
no way.
Bye,
Joe. I'm going to make some motherfucking hot
like
chocolate.
Ew. What I'm mad at, and this is no shade to Jason, but I'm mad at all y'all bitches talking about y'all want a show, y'all want a good show, but when the trash talk really do start boiling down, y'all run and tell Jasmine.
What? Like, really?
Wait a minute. Let me address something real quick. Brooklyn Pioneer Mona, I want to address something with you real quick, and I'm going to give you a brief, you know, brief scenario of who I am as a person. I've tried to fuck a butch queen before, or whatever the case is. It's a dude, a male, or whatever the case is. It's just not my forte really like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really enjoy it being in the company of something that looks, appears to be a woman, but is not. That is what gets me off at the end of the day. So
I don't want to be rude. Jasmine, I'm going to step away for a second. So if any callers come through, can you transfer them? The mother, are you at your computer so that if any calls come through, you can say the number?
Yeah, I'm at my little thing.
Okay, I'll be right back. Thank you.
Tell that trade up. Hey.
Well, I mean, like I said earlier, I would never be in a bed with a tranny, and I mean, a femme queen. I have nothing wrong to say about them. I love them down. I have some queen friends. It's just not my forte in bed. I love me a penis. I love a chest. I love a mustache, a beard. I like that. And no shade against you, Dick. Have fun with that. I mean, if that's who you are.
It's what I like. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like the titties. Like I say, I like waking up, being able to go outside and hold hands. I'm saying, bitch with a badass body, cute face, nice titties, you know what I'm saying, dress nice, red bottoms on, you know what I'm saying, that gets me off at the end of the day, but you know what I'm saying, when we get in bed, it's something totally, you know what I'm saying, it's something extra there, or whatever the case is, not that I use it for anything or whatever, but for whatever reason, psychologically, mentally, it does something to me, you know what I'm saying, I get off on that, you know what I'm saying, I don't have a problem with that.
I will say that a nigga in red bottoms turns me on, a nice, slender nigga with nice legs, put on some red bottoms, guy, you can walk all over me.
You know, gay people come in all different shapes, sizes, colors, you know, nationalities. I'm just going to throw a ball court. We bought a zoo, bitch, and all the girls should come and go crazy.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, she is going to come through this motherfucker like a tornado tomorrow. And I can only imagine the personality that she is, what to be prepared for. This is going to be just an epic event, period, point blank.
Yeah, and I will have my front row seat, front of row seat.
I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm definitely ready for that. But in other news, what is going on with the I can't talk about that.
No, there's nothing you can't talk about on this show.
No, I can't talk this. I can't talk about. Or we'll be hearing the boss ass bitch theme song come through again.
Wait, what you want to talk about with Miley Cyrus? This no cake.
I never said that. Who said that?
No, someone in the chat room.
In the chat room. What about Miley Cyrus, Knick Knack?
Hello!
Hey, Granny.
Hey, Granny girl.
Y'all some rude motherfuckers. I've been on hold for an hour, goddammit. All that going back and forth and shit about that freak-ass shit, I ain't got time for that. But I want to send a shout-out to the House of Fowlers. And then I'm going to need Bishop to call up in here and let me know how he get on that Obamacare so fast, because I know he on some new meds. He sound all fishy and stuff now. So I want to know if he the new tranny on the block. So can we get Bishop up in here?
But Granny, you know, I just noticed something, Granny, and I might be so dumb. But, you know, how are you in the house and you're so worried about your son becoming a lady?
What you say? Say that again, London, baby. I didn't hear you. That last part.
I said, you know, how are you shouting out your house when you are so afraid of your son becoming a woman?
No, I said I ain't understand how to explain to my grandbaby about his daddy a woman now.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't give a damn, and I just wonder why he waited so long to become a woman. He went and had children and stuff. That's what I thought. He can be all a woman he wants, God damn it, I can't live his life. But, you know, my grandchildren, they are going to be all confused and stuff.
I hear ya. But Bishop is probably taking pictures and wigs right now, so he's probably trying to get
it. I'm pretty curious about that or whatever. You know, I know he owns some new meds. I could hear it in his voice. They even making his voice lighter.
A little lighter, did you catch that?
Yeah. We need him to call up in here.
I can't
take it. Well, Bishop, if you're around, please call in.
Well,
see, you know, I just lost all feel. The girls just complain to the CEO about the littlest thing.
They be snitching.
Bitch, the way
what
Eddie
is about,
came.
I'm
what
back,
is this
I'm,
about,
I'm back, guys.
Andre not finishing high school. What's that about?
Girl, you're late with that, girl.
Who said something about Andre not finishing high school? You know what, I'm not.
you just calm down, Jason. Don't get back heated.
Baby.
Yes, the girls will come as a horse to my function.
What function?
We brought a zoo.
Okay, so now everybody quiet. What's tea, y'all? Make it
so what did we think about the post earlier? What did we think about the post earlier? Everybody gave very much temper sits over Didi. It broke up.
I was quiet. I have not said anything. I've been typing this goddamn, doing my work at home till I just heard that. Whoever said that needs to go ahead.
No, Temperance is sitting. I'm so sorry. Dee Dee has her night, and she has her days, but Temperance is a woman.
She's not sitting over Dee Dee.
I think she is. I'm sorry, J-Rock. I think she is.
Yeah. I think she is, J-Rock.
I think she's sitting under, not over.
Okay.
Well, I mean, the question was posed, who do you think makes more coins from their, you know, a femme queen face? And the answer was Temperance.
I'm not talking about that. But Temperance, if I'm not mistaken, didn't Temperance walk more than Dee Dee when it comes to those type of grand prizes?
Yeah, yes, and that's why the question that Temperance over one, but I still think she sits over DB.
Who won the biggest prize? That's what I go by.
Well, no, that was that prize.
Well, you can't say that.
Seven.
You've got to say who's won money overall, because actually Temperance, I mean DB was, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong, somebody, but I believe that DB was a, you know, transgender before Temperance or whatever, and Temperance has to date won more money than DB.
Because she's won more balls.
I mean, they're.
So if Dee Dee walked the same amount of balls, it probably would have been the same. I go by who won the grandest prize on the grandest stage when both of them were there. I do believe that was Mother Chanel.
Dee Dee's been, Temperance has been shaking the rafters ever since day one. She stepped on the floor. She's been shaking it up. Dee Dee started off walking something else, and then you know, transitions to face.
Right.
But when she transitions, when she comes, she plays, she says goodbye.
Well, you know.
I mean, she's a very gorgeous girl. She's gorgeous.
They both sit in their own right.
But that's my opinion, though. No shade, though. No shade. Temperance is a lady to me. Like, that is a woman. I've seen Temperance in person, and one thing I can say about some of the face girls or the transsexual girls or whatever, the femme queens on the ballroom scene, you know, you see them on face and all this stuff, and I call them trannylicious because they don't look like regular women when they're walking. But I've seen her in her just personal, like, face-to-face, and that is... Like I said, when you act a certain way around me, I could forget how you even look. You know what I'm saying? That's a woman. And that voice is fish. But she don't sit up with you.
Right. It makes it even better when your voice is fish.
It do.
I mean, Nicola,
I can't stand a manly sounding bitch. Like, if you're going to be a female, please don't sound
like a
man.
So
you don't use Sasha?
No,
right.
Sasha,
let me tell
she
you,
has a monotone voice.
It's just raspy. That's my baby. Y'all not going to do that.
You're raspy, my ass. She sounds like Barry White.
Raspy.
You a bitch. Don't try it.
Louise.
She gave me, if she starts breaking out and singing Georgia, I will catch goosebumps from this bitch.
Bitch said goosebumps. I am done.
And I'm wondering, like, what's the big T against Big Dick? I mean, Madison coming on, and everybody's seeing that she used her dick, and she's not a lady, whatever the case is. But Sasha been known for fucking the bitch queens.
Tell you something, we're going to get this off special. Y'all need to...
Right, but that's the bitch that does it in the dark, though. She's an in the dark type bitch.
Y'all girls can't take it.
What is it not to take?
Well, that big dick bitch making money, that's all that matters.
Well, either y'all can take it and just go because y'all.
While y'all over there hating on her, she over here watching the motherfucking money pile up.
That's what she said. That's what she said. Ugh, this show is going very dry. Somebody pick it up.
No, but, you know, Tiffany Chanel is, she's okay.
What?
Not the Dallas Tiffany. I mean, my sister, she's fit, but the other one.
Tiffany Chanel. Dark skin Tiffany Chanel, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm sorry, my Adderall kicked in. Hello. My Adderall kicked in. Are y'all ready for American Horror Story tomorrow?
Definitely ready for American Horror Story.
You know, I'm tired of seeing snakes going in bitches' mouths and everything. I just need to see the show.
Right. I thought that picture was hot, though, when they all had that snake going in their mouth. So, question, do y'all think ballroom throwbacks is done now that Kelly's gone? Because, I mean, honestly, no tea, no shade, but I've been paying it, unless it's to watch a clip. I've been really paying all the, you know, aftermaths.
You know, I've been doing the same thing.
I haven't watched ballroom throwbacks since it's been a while.
Yeah, I only really watch a video if I see a poster in the official ballroom, but other than that, I really don't go on YouTube to look for ballroom throwbacks.
Can I ask a question? What is that?
Sorry, Maya, finish that thought because we have a call.
I mean, to my
opinion,
to be honest with you,
good evening. What is going on tonight on this interesting show?
Hello.
Well,
hello there. How are you?
I am all right. How are you tonight?
I'm doing pretty well. Yeah.
All right. So, what is the topic of this show? I was told to jump on here, so I did. So, give me a break then.
Who told you to jump on?
Vince in the Bay asked me to jump on.
Well, then they should have told you what the show was about. Today is Trash Talk Tuesdays. We talk about what we want, when we want, how we want. So there is not just one topic.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, basically, we trash bitches. We bring up a subject. You know, a topic. You know, we've been talking about multiple things so far. We talked about, you know, things you might not know about. Like, how familiar are you with the ballroom?
With the what room?
Okay,
yeah.
Honey, hang up.
Goodbye.
And that's the thing. It doesn't have to be. It's Trash Talk Tuesdays. It doesn't have to be about ballroom scenes.
Yeah.
It could be talking trash about whatever the case may be. Just as fact is that we looked at everybody watched Scandal the other night. If you didn't realize, they trashed to a certain extent the first lady when he told
her,
"Are you fucking yourself to the middle?" Or however he said it. Are you going to settle for just being mediocre?
Right, well, you can trash whoever you want, yeah.
Anyone who fucking trashes, you know, the Commander-in-Chief's fucking family deserves to die. I will fucking make that clear right now.
What?
Yeah,
we're talking about a TV show, baby, the Scandal TV show.
I don't give a fuck, you know. Everyone must fucking die, okay?
Oh, my God.
They die, though. I mean, everybody should have their
own thing. What did he say something about macaroni and cheese and he don't give a fuck? What did he say?
What? He said anybody that trashes the Commander-in-Chief's wife needs to die. The president's wife.
But we talking about Scandal, though. We wasn't talking about Obama.
Yeah, we're not talking about Michelle.
Well, you know, certainly make that clear when you make a statement like that. Without context.
Do you have anyone you know personally that got on your nose basically so far that you want to just attack right now?
Well, sure. I would like to attack Jackal of Anonymous. That is who I would like to trash on your show right now. So
what did he do to you?
Jackal, you people have no clue of anything, do you?
You people.
Let us bow our heads.
Wait a minute. Now, wait a minute. I got this. You people, what did you mean exactly by you people?
You people,
please explain quickly.
As in, you people, before you pop off.
You people meaning, you people mean, wait, please, let me do this. You people meaning what?
You people, as in you people from this show, are you trying to turn this into a racial fucking issue?
Okay, because bitch.
Yeah. Is that where the fuck you were taking this? Because I'll fucking take it there if you want.
Well, in that case,
you
want to
do it. Wait, don't let me get this. Let me get this. I got this. London, Jason, J-Rock, I want y'all to sit still and enjoy the motherfucking ride. Let's do this, bitch. What do you want to do?
I'm white, so I'm not worried about the racist thing.
Let's do this. You want to take it there? Let's take it there. I wish you would take it there, because if you take it there, I'm going to light your motherfucking
we
ass up.
We are not going to
Mike on there and blow your mother's head off for even being born.
Yeah,
don't play with me. I'm not that kind of motherfucker.
We just had trouble there.
I don't know too many colors. We've come too far, my people.
Well, caller, thank you for calling in. Have a good night. Thank you.
Okay, there is way too many people talking at once.
But wait a minute, Carla. Have you read any of my poems? My Lord, in the evil of the in brass evil lay, still we rise.
Still we rise, bitch.
This is Maya Angelou. You know, come on.
Y'all need to know. What y'all need to know is them some old perverted white men that call themselves the bronies. And you know they worship and follow that show, My Little Pony.
I think I'm pushing on them or what have you. Granny, I got a question for you, Granny. I'm glad you came on, Granny. I got a question for you.
What that is?
What do you think about this?
My Little Fucking Pony is the best show that was ever made, and you people don't even fucking realize it.
I
mean, people fucking follow this shit because they love it.
I knew you, Granny, you cocksucker. You use a bad motherfucker. See, y'all be fucking on the horses and the little ponies and stuff.
Yeah, My Fucking Little Pony, because, you know, this is great material.
Y'all should tune in tomorrow, because T.S. Madison on here, and she got a pony cock for you.
Yes.
Pony cock is the best kind of the fucking best kind of cock, and if you do not fucking realize this.
Yeah, I know you like horse cocks and shit. How do you pass a bowel movement, Mr. White Man?
Very easily. That's the point. No resistance at all.
Well, we have other callers that are in the queue, so we're going to put you back on hold, sir. If you have anything else you would like to say, feel free to call in at any given Sunday and press 1.
You got a show full of trolls up in here, Mr. Brony.
Bitch, let the church say amen.
Amen, bitch. Amen. Hallelujah.
Granny, what do you think about this?
Your sarcastic racism won't work here either, Cracker.
Cracker?
Granny. Everyone is welcome.
Granny, what do you think about Yolanda sleeping with people's men? How do you feel about that?
Yolanda's been doing that for years.
Ain't the first. And yeah, I want to tell you, you know that Brony man, he was talking about one of them people from the anonymous group, A9. Don't y'all know about that group, A9?
No.
You know them people who be protesting, who was with Occupy and all them people who be wearing that mask from that movie.
Oh, from that movie, the smiley face mask. I can't remember that name.
Yeah, them people call them anonymous. They supposed to be activists. But we know some of the FBI or CIA up in that bullshit, but the bronies all hooked up with their ass. They all freaky and shit, be having sex with animals and stuff.
Oh, wait, she said, hey, now, I thought she was talking about crime mob. Crime mob?
I don't even know who the fuck a crime mob is.
No, crime mob, Granny. The rapping group, crime mob. Never mind, Granny. It's okay.
Y'all know Granny just as old as me.
Diamond.
Right.
That's my jail business, yes.
Hey, yeah, y'all still got the brownie man up on here.
No, he left Granny.
Hey, yeah, that's because I busted his ass out.
Well, don't bother my white people like that.
I ain't got no problem with them, long as they ain't racist or whatever, but them some racist people. He was just coming in here working up on too with a what have you. Y'all was just falling for that shit. But anyways, I'm going to mute myself and go make me another cocktail. Go ahead and carry on.
Well, Granny, hello to you, too.
Is that Naima?
Naima is not on the phone.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm trying to tag Caesar in this post. I can't do it. I don't
know. And what post are you trying to
say? He blocked you.
Oh, I see him. Caesar will. Never mind. No, the post about T.S. Madison. Anywho, we got any more callers, Jason?
No, there are no callers. Mm-hmm. And if you're listening from, well, I'll do it in shortly. But it's almost going into recording. It's almost time for record mode. So if you're listening from the chat room or from Skype, I don't know how that works. You may want to call in the show because we will be going into record mode soon. And if you're not on the line, you won't be able to get on the line. And if you should get lost once we go into record mode, I wish you a good night now and have a good week. And make sure you tune in tomorrow for Jasmine's State of Emergency show.
Where the big, big bitch herself, T.S. Madison, will be in to squash any rumors and talk about any gossip y'all want her to talk about.
Yeah.
New Eve.
22 inches. Yes.
Yeah.
So, somebody said that there are callers. The host lies. There are callers.
Well, if they're not pressing one, they're not callers.
Okay. Well, if you would like to talk to us, press one. For your radio network or anybody else, it's probably some more bronies, but you can get muted again if we don't like you.
Private caller, you're on the air.
I'm big. I just want to say, don't let no creepy-ass cryptid come on the land and talk some shit.
Creepy-ass cracker.
Ain't no creepy-ass cryptid finna come on here and talk no shit.
Yes, Rachel.
No man.
That's the shade. I wouldn't call him.
Just call Cajun or whatever. You know what I'm saying? We took it as he was getting ready to say something crazy that we wouldn't gonna allow him to say, and he didn't say it. So you know, be squat.
Right, he was just kicking.
Right. You don't know if the people who hold the balls are on here listening. You don't want to disrespect the people.
Jason, they say you're no better than the Chinese government. You're censoring their voices.
Where is that
coming
from?
T.S. Boom Boom, what do you want to ask? I can see you. What do you want to ask?
Who's no better than the Chinese government?
That's what they just said. Tinfoil Radio Network said you're no better than the Chinese government.
Well, wait, the Chinese has a government?
I didn't think they did.
Well, Tinfoil Radio Network, I don't even know who your brother is. And if your brother wants to press one, he's more than welcome to press one and say anything that he likes. I'm not censoring anyone. It's Trash Talk Tuesday, so he's allowed to say anything he wants.
That's the white man. Y'all muted.
Oh, you're muted. I didn't mute you. You muted yourself. So, Mom, you go. So, keep drinking that Pabst Blue Ribbon beer and fucking your cousin, and you'll be okay.
Can you get any racist? Can you get any more racist? Fats, Blue Ribbon, and fucking cousins.
Ooh,
I am not.
You know, we like to drink Diet Coke. call back in. You know, you're always
I can't,
welcome.
First of all, I can't be racist because there's, let's see, I'm mixed with German.
Jamaican, Puerto Rican, Dominican. So I can't be racist. I'm sorry. I'm not racist.
Can I say something really quickly? You know, I had a, you know, Amaya Angela Facebook page. And, you know, someone actually from Facebook wrote me a message and they shut the page down and told me I was incriminating the real Maya Angelou. You know, her PR, her public relations person, reached out to Facebook and had the page shut down. Her public relations person added me on Facebook and wrote me a nice little message. I was gagging.
So why didn't you save it and post it?
Well, it was, you know, I agreed to let the page shut down, you know, because they didn't agree with her, you know, sitting in the wheelchair with the U.S. Army surrounding her in the picture.
So when's the last time y'all had some over sex?
What the fuck is on y'all minds? The nasty asses.
Well, I've had some. It's been about a week. But I'm getting some Thursday.
A week.
I'm getting some Thursday from my baby.
It's been about 6 months.
Well, you know
you?
What? How about you?
I think it's been message. About, you know, since Maya had her last week 16.
Ooh.
I had some Saturday.
20 or 30 years ago, London. Okay, well, how about this? Now, let's make it really hot. What do y'all prefer? Getting fucking, or sucking dick?
What
the fuck?
Oh, no. What type of question is that?
I'm just saying.
I like to fuck and suck titties.
Oh, yeah.
Jack Dick.
I wish we could actually debate about that and without getting too going off. I wish we could, because that would be an interesting conversation if people could hold their own. What?
Why would someone say aliens have big butts?
I mean, right? Come on, Mexicans. Some Mexicans do have big butts.
Aliens. Bitch.
I've seen some aliens in the ballroom.
Yeah, but on that note, I like
well,
the fuck.
Well, yeah, you can call me
Jack
a jack-in-the-box. I'm a jack-in-the-box.
You're a jack. Okay. Well, I don't know what I prefer. I like it all, but I don't know. I like to give head. I love to
give head. It depends on the person.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, or see, this ain't the type of show because I was about to ask about y'all fetishes. Do y'all got any fetishes?
You know,
I got
an underarm fetish. I like eating underarms.
is that true, London?
Sure, I don't eat no underarms.
Oh, because I was about to get real with y'all and tell y'all all my shit, but never mind. Nobody won't be honest and shit, girl.
No, keep it real.
I don't have no problem with being real. I'd be real as fuck.
Okay, I got a foot fetish. I love sexy feet, not ugly feet. But see, this goes with female and male. With female, it's more massaging, paying males. With males, it's sucking toes. I love feet. As long as they're cute, no bunions, no fungus, nothing like that. I do have an armpit fetish as well. But not like stinking rank onions on pits, but just like.
What? Do you like it hairy or shaved?
Both. I don't like a lot of hair, but hairy is okay.
Even if it's a female figure?
Who are you talking about, Maya? Say a name.
No, I'm just asking. I
would have to say it's a direct no on that because I don't do some queens with it. I also like when a nigga is out all day working or playing basketball and he get that little mustiness about him. It's like an aphrodisiac type. Oh yes, I'm a freak.
No.
I don't think I have one.
You now have 5 minutes to call in. If you're listening from the chat room, Blog Talk room, Skype, Woohoo, Tutu, or wherever you're listening from, we will be going into record mode in 4 minutes now. So if you're listening, you need to call in. If we lose you, don't forget about tomorrow, State of Emergency with T. Madison.
T.F.
T.F. Madison, I'm sorry.
T.F. Madison.
Good night.
Can't wait.
Busy and full. So thank you, message in the room, T.F. Boom Boom.
Yeah, we keep asking her that. But for me, fetish for me is I prefer girl in heels. I love heels. If I could hit it while you got a pair of heels on, that's everything to me. Love it. Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. Now, on another note, or whatever the case it is, don't get me wrong. I have smashed a butch queen before. It's never an issue, whatever, for me to smash a butch queen. Do I like them personally to go with? No, I wouldn't. But would I smash one? Yeah, I would or whatever.
So do you like a girl in some church pumps, some 2-inch church pumps? Because I got a couple of my
closet. It's definitely got to be a Louboutin or something of that nature or whatever y'all wear. You know what I'm saying? The girls wear.
My favorite heels are Yves Saint Laurent. Oh, I love a man in heels. I don't know what it is.
Yves Saint Laurent.
In heels. I just love heels. If you're a woman or you becoming a woman, if you don't wear heels, there's no need to be a woman. I think
that's a little.
I just agree with that. What if she got heel spurs and her feet don't have an arch and she has to wear those big black shoes?
No, well, I have to disagree because you know what? I've seen some pretty girls in a pair of shorts and you know that's over. That's fine. Private caller, we have another private caller.
Somebody, Miss Tamden, whatever that shit is, 777 said, since Jake
Hello,
likes the Jack Dick, ask him if he likes real big dick.
Hello?
Is this T.S. Boom?
Hello? My pussy.
Oh, shit. What's good?
What about it?
Where that boy at that, like, pussy sticks?
It smell like
right here. What's up? What's good? What's good with it? I really don't like the pussy sticks, you know what I'm saying? I like to jack them, you know what I'm saying? But I prefer to suck on the titties while jacking them and fucking
you. You're going to jack me off while you suck my titties.
No free promotion.
Give me a picture. Hit my inbox. What you look like?
No free promotion.
And I want you to put your finger in my ass.
What you look like?
Oh, my Lord.
Girl, if you had a pussy, that shit would stink, girl. Get off the line. Bitch. Shut your nasty, pale, flat booty ass up, bitch.
Girl, you better get off the line if I make my girlfriend
read what I got. You built like a string bean, okay?
Bitch, I can be built like a string bean. I would not want to be built like a brick house,
bitch. You hear this?
Girl, coming on the line talking about suck my meat while you suck my titty. Girl, get off the line, girl. You tired queen. Go on my Vista, girl. You rub your own titties while you jerk your own meat, girl. Bye. Did this bitch say I smell like Lysol?
No,
lobster.
Her pussy tastes like lobster.
And Lisa's from the sea, bitch.
Shut up,
boom, boom. I'm not picking up any motherfucking body. It's just for me. It's it's just a key. You know what I'm saying? But if you want to call in and say something, you're more than welcome to, sweetie.
Right, and you're supposed to be coming online selling the pussy, not selling the cock, girl.
Yes, God.
See. Anybody else want to come on the line and try to holler at the bachelor on the line?
612-326. Hello.
Hello.
You're live on the air.
Hi. I just have a question for
I believe his name is Dave.
That's me. What's up? What's good?
I wanted to know, what is your zodiac sign?
I'm a Leo.
You're a Leo?
Correct.
Okay, how many dicks have you sucked before?
And that's an honest question. That's a serious question. In my time, you know what I'm saying, I sucked a few when I was young, whatever the case is. It ain't no secret. Be quite honest with you, my head game is lovely. You know what I'm saying? But that's for another
number. Figure, like, if you have to...